December 7th, 1941, the U.S. faced a destructive and influential event that caused America to join the war effort. This event is known as the attack on Pearl Harbor. It was a calm, sunny Sunday morning, just like any other. Everyone was getting up and preparing for the day. And soldiers were beginning their morning routines. The U.S. earlier decodes a message saying an attack is coming from the Japanese. For many different reasons, the message came during the attack. The attack came in waves that lasted for 2 hours and 20 minutes, during which the Japanese bombed and attacked U.S. naval ships, such as the USS Arizona, with gunfire using aviation as their main tactic. The attack shocked Americans. Joe Lockard and George Elliott were manning a radar station called the Opana Station on the day of the attack. They were both in charge of working the oscilloscope, which is a long-distance radar. These radars were called SCR-270 and were only used in Hawaii for 6 months before the attack. The radars were not very advanced and malfunctioned quite often. In the morning, the men detected an unusually large radar blip. The men reported it, but the only person that they could reach was a switchboard operator that informed them that the other radar operators were out for breakfast. At 7:20 a.m., Lieutenant Kermit Tyler returned their call. Tyler stated that the blip must be a group of B-17s that was expected to arrive that morning. His exact response was, "Don't worry about it." Here is what Kermit Tyler had to say about his mistake. Flight Commander Mitsuo Fushida, who led the air assault, believed the mini-submarines to be an unnecessary risk that could only endanger the secrecy of the entire operation if they were spotted by the Americans before the bombers arrived. Evidently, the submarines arrived about an hour early. At around 6 o'clock in the morning, Quartermaster R.C. Utrick peered through his binoculars from the deck of the USS Condor. He stated, "That's a periscope, sir. And there aren't supposed to be any subs in this area." Many of the pilots who were actually going to carry out the raid were deathly afraid that if one of the midget subs were sunk or captured, that the surprise attack would be given away. The command and airfields on Oahu never received word about the enemy submarine in the ensuing hour before the start of the attack. A message warning of imminent war with Japan was sent from Navy officials in Washington to Honolulu hours before the attack, but the message was not marked urgent. The message went into regular mail and wasn't delivered until the attack was nearly over.
Periodically, they would send B-17s, like in bunches of about a dozen airplanes. So I thought, they must be the B-17s. And the slightest doubt that it was anything but friendly aircraft. I couldn't believe that they would be able to travel 6,000 miles, a huge force, 70-odd ships, to move all those secretly and attack us, and then have the great good luck to have somebody like me there to say, don't worry about it.
Maybe an hour or so before the attack, we spotted the submarine trying to get into the harbor. It was a Japanese submarine.
It was in the restricted area off Pearl Harbor. The Navy Yard notified the destroyer ward to come check on the sub. And they asked for recognition, and the sub wouldn't answer.
They sunk it and reported it. Nothing was done about it. That's enough right there to call everybody to general quarters.
If they'd have called General Quarters when we give them the message and that, and knowing the situation as it was, Pearl Harbor would have been a different story.
The soldiers on board the large battleship, USS Arizona, which was moored in Pearl Harbor, had a very intimate and one-of-a-kind experience during the attack. Nothing out of the ordinary occurred until it was too late, although there were many hints dropped that indicated something unusual was happening. Only a few minutes into the long attack, at 8:10 a.m., the ship was struck by a bomb launched from a passing plane overhead and was hit in a critical spot. This explosion caused 1,177 crew members to lose their lives as the ship went down. Nearly all of those on the ship remain entombed inside the Arizona as she rests 40 feet below on the seafloor. The USS Arizona was one of four major vessels that went down on December 7, 1941.
At 7:53 a.m., an order to attack is what started this 2-hour and 20-minute catastrophic event. Although the actual attack started at 8 a.m., the first wave involved torpedo planes and bombers. The torpedo attacks lasted around 11 minutes, followed up by bombers. A bomber ended up hitting the USS Arizona's magazine, which is where the ammunition is kept, which caused a massive explosion. Around 8:40, the second wave began. There were no torpedo planes, but 167 aircrafts were in the second attack. Along with Hickman Field, some of Kaneohe Naval Air Stations were the targets of the second attack. Although this attack was not able to cause as much damage as the first, due to the fact that in the first attack, the USS Arizona's magazine was hit, causing an explosion, it was still pretty big. The first wave of the strike force arrived at their carriers around 9:50, and at that time, the second wave of the strike force was finishing the attack and left Oahu. This was very devastating. There was a death toll of 2,403, although these are ones of the people in the U.S. 55 Japanese people were also killed. 2,008 of them were Navy personnel, 109 Marines, 218 Army service members, and 68 civilians. 1,117 of these deaths were those that were on the USS Arizona. The attack on Pearl Harbor is so important due to the fact that it pushed the U.S. to participate in World War II.